The June 2014 deadline for the elimination of chemical weapons in Syria can be met, according to the Dutch diplomat overseeing the process. Sigrid Karg, the special coordinator of the joint mission of the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons and the United Nations, briefed the UN Security Council on Wednesday following her visit to Syria. The joint mission was established in October last year to oversee the elimination of Syria's chemical weapons program. Syria has suffered 3 years of internal conflict, which has caused at least 100,000 deaths and led to millions being displaced. I'm Daniel Dickinson, and I asked Sigrid Karg what she had told the Security Council.
I had the opportunity to brief the Council on progress achieved in a month of reporting, but we also spoke a lot, of course, on the start of a first movement yesterday from the port of Latakia for out-of-country destruction. A lot of details and an expectation by the Council for collective momentum that needs to be sustained, and there was a lot of discussion on that.
What happens to those chemicals now?
The chemicals that are leaving Syria or that are destined to leave Syria will be destroyed outside of the country, either aboard a U.S. vessel specifically equipped for that purpose, or other types of chemicals will be sent to companies in countries that have successfully tendered for that. It's a commercial destruction process.
What cooperation have you been getting from the Syrian authorities?
From the outset of the mission, we have benefited from constructive cooperation by the authorities in the preparation, in planning. Of course, our role is one of facilitation, advice, but also verification and inspection and reporting back to ensure that compliance is truly observed.
What more can they do to speed up the program of destruction?
I think we've called on all parties, in particular the Syrian Arab Republic, to intensify efforts. Everything is mostly available in country. There's no reason other than security conditions for the operation not to continue. And the Council expressed its collective view that momentum should now be sustained.
You were in Syria at the beginning of the month. What's the atmosphere like there?
It's hard to tell, actually, because I don't have the opportunity to travel around as I used to before this crisis, and particularly also before this assignment. And I think the reports by other UN agencies or partners will speak better to that.
There is a June deadline for the elimination of all Syrian chemical weapons. Is the country on track to meet that deadline?
The deadline is the overall end target. And based on current availability of material, preparation, training, maritime efforts, the international assistance, I think all things being equal, as I said, security conditions, of course, always being a grave concern for the authorities, but also for the joint mission, for ourselves, there is no reason to assume the deadline will not be met.
The first deadline wasn't met. What are the conditions which will push the June deadline back?
I think there's a big difference. The first deadline was not meant for a number of reasons, some of them logistic, some technical. There were also some glitches due to the weather. These things you never plan for, but it happens, as well as security conditions. Most of the logistic and technical problems have been overcome. We've now witnessed a successful first out-of-port operation. So I think the baseline is there, and planning assumptions have been tested.